In Randolph County and from us around, everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio and Sparta means WHCO.
Car folks on the go, it's 1230.
That's WHBO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know. You're welcome on WHCO. Randolph County Radio.
From Rio Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning. It is 9:26. I'm Jeff. This is The People Speak. Hope you had a good weekend. A warmer day out there, but of course this is July, so that's what we can kind of expect. And with the warmer weather, always looking for something cool. And while this sounds too good to be true, we have an entire month, and it's this month is actually called, or is dedicated rather, I should say, to ice cream. Today we have Aaron with the St. Louis Dairy Council, who's going to tell us a little bit more about that.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, hi. Okay. Hey, good. I wasn't sure if you could hear me. Yes. So July is National Ice Cream Month, which, like, we needed an extra excuse to have this delicious treat. But this is the month to do it. It's actually been going on since the 80s. 1984, President Ronald Reagan designated July as National Ice Cream Month because he thought that ice cream was the most perfect dessert, and we couldn't agree more. So we've been celebrating ever since.
So, I mean, ice cream is something I don't think there's anybody who really doesn't like ice cream.
I think there's something for everyone.
Exactly. I mean, all the different flavors out there and everything. What is, again, you mentioned 1984, President Reagan designated July as National Ice Cream Month. It's actually... there is a specific day of the month, too, that has been designated as National Ice Cream Day, correct?
Yes. So the third Sunday of every month, so this year it'll fall on July 21st, is National Ice Cream Day. So a lot of times local ice cream shops might do some sort of promotion or something to celebrate Ice Cream Day. So now's a really great time to look and see who's doing what for that day, so you can really kind of maximize celebrating. So the third Sunday of the month. But in general, ice cream is a really important dairy product. About 1.54 billion gallons of ice cream were produced in 2015. 2015 is where we have the most recent data from. But the ice cream industry alone provides almost 200,000 jobs, and about 9% of all fluid milk produced goes towards making ice cream. So it's a really important contribution to our economy, too. So supporting your local dairy shops can also be a way of you helping support your local dairy farmers, too.
Well, I do know our local Randolph County Farm Bureau every year has out at the shooting complex where they have the Amateur Trap Shooters Association event. They sell homemade ice cream, and I know that is one of the, if not the most popular place during the event, so during the 10-day event in August.
Yeah, it's definitely August, too. I mean, summer alone, especially in this area, it gets so hot. So ice cream is a really great way to cool down, too. And then when you can find, like, local homemade ice cream where it's not, you know... there's something more, I feel like, delicious about something that's been more locally made, too. So that's definitely a great option. I'm glad that you guys have that.
Now, ice cream makers and retailers tend to say that the Great Lakes region, which includes Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, Ohio, and Wisconsin, are the most successful in the ice cream markets. Is that pretty well hold up?
Yes. So those are areas, one, that have large dairy farming communities, too, but also some of them have really high tourists. Attraction places too. So things like people tend to vacation in Michigan, and Ohio has places that have like theme parks and that type of thing too. So those are definitely the most successful ice cream markets. But in general, Americans really do love their ice cream no matter where they live or go. We tend to consume a lot of ice cream every year.
I'll agree with that. All right, I'll tell you what. The big question is, can we fit ice cream into a healthy diet? And what we're going to do is we're going to take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll answer that question. You're listening to The People Speak here on Real Country. We'll be back talking with Aaron from the St. Louis Dairy Council right after this. 9:36, welcome back. This is The People Speak. I'm Jeff, talking today with Aaron from the St. Louis Dairy Council, and we're talking about National Ice Cream Month. In 1984, President Reagan designated July as National Ice Cream Month. And, of course, ice cream is a fun and also, as Aaron was telling us, a nutritious food.
Yes. So dairy can absolutely fit into a healthy diet and ice cream as well. So ice cream is part of that. So for people who are being conscious of what they're eating and wondering if eating ice cream would in some way make them less healthy, I'm here to just make them feel a little bit more comfortable with that. So as a dietitian, I definitely encourage balance. So that means eating all types of foods that you enjoy. And dairy, the nutrition facts label for ice cream says the serving size is a half of a cup. Now we know dairy foods provide lots of calcium for our bones, things like phosphorus and potassium. Ice cream has those as well. So it's like a typical dessert with a nutrition edge to it because it has made with dairy. Now, ice cream serving size is that half cup where you wouldn't be able to consider it a serving of dairy. You need about three times that to get what's in a glass of milk. So we encourage still getting your milk, cheese, and yogurt three times a day, but adding that ice cream as a dessert still is a great way to kind of plus up the nutrients that dairy offers. Now, the average American, I mentioned we like ice cream a lot here in America. The average American consumes 23 pounds of ice cream every year. So what I would encourage is just to say enjoy your ice cream, especially in July, but moderation is very key. So make sure you're getting all of the food groups. You're getting in the dairy food group and protein and fruits and vegetables as well.
Now, you mentioned a half a cup. Is there something, you know, a lot of people like me, you know, think half a cup. Okay, well, if I actually measured out, it turns out to be more like two cups or whatever. But is there something they can kind of use as a guide?
Yes. So that half cup is about the size of a tennis ball. So using that as a visual, that makes an awesome, delicious ice cream cone, perhaps, or a cup or something like that. And then you can add all your favorite toppings to it, too. So about a half a cup is that tennis ball size. And like I said, that gives you about 10% of your daily calcium needs, where a glass of milk would give you 30%. So it's about a third of all the nutrients that we really love from milk, cheese, and yogurt. So just keeping that portion in mind.
Okay, so you mentioned that a half a cup serving of ice cream provides about 10% of the daily calcium. So technically, I guess ice cream, as you mentioned, could sort of count. I mean, we're going to need more, but it could count as part of our three daily dairy servings.
Right. I wouldn't count it as that. You would need about three times what a serving size of ice cream is to meet those calcium and nutrient needs. But then we're getting into all kinds of high amounts of sugar and that type of thing as well. So what I would do is stick to the three servings of dairy from whatever you choose between milk, cheese, and yogurt, and then adding ice cream in as a dessert that just happens to have a little bit more nutrition to it than some of our other desserts.
I've seen some of the ice cream brands out there, actually, and I can't think of any names right now, but that actually, I don't know if they use a yogurt or a custard in it.
Yes, so a lot of the popular brands of ice cream out there, so there's some differences. So by law, ice cream needs to have at least 10% of milk fat to it to be called ice cream. So we see things like frozen yogurt, custard, and sometimes we use them interchangeably. But ice cream, by law, has to have at least 10% of milk fat. So frozen custard follows that same law where it needs to have 10% milk fat, but it has egg yolk solids in it that help make it a lot more creamier and softer than your typical ice cream. And then frozen yogurt doesn't really have a standard. So we often think, oh, frozen yogurt is healthy because yogurt is healthy, right? But the milk that is used in frozen yogurt is pasteurized. So the reason we know yogurt, it's got that extra benefit, is it's got that healthy bacteria in it. Because when it's used in frozen yogurt, it's pasteurized, that bacteria is killed. So we don't get those extra benefits. So yogurt may have less fat than ice cream. Sometimes it has more sugar. The recipes vary greatly. It just has that softer consistency to it. But I would not choose it thinking you're going to get that added benefit from the bacteria, because it's not really present in the frozen variety.
I notice, or have noticed over the years, you know, some ice creams you buy, you put them in your freezer at, you know, at the same temperatures and that. Some are like trying to crack a brick, and others spoon out fairly easily.
Yes, I've noticed that too, and that partially has to do with the amount of air that's incorporated into it that makes it. There's also things like stabilizers and emulsifiers that help keep things consistent throughout, but another part of that is how much fat is present. So one of the things that a lot of ice cream producers will do is have like the slow-churned ice cream that incorporates more air in it. That helps prevent it from getting super hard, because technically by volume there's a little bit less fat per square inch, if you will, because there's more air incorporated. It's a lot easier to scoop. So sometimes more of those higher premium ice creams, those tend to have more fat in them. When you freeze them, like the colder it is, the harder the fat in it gets, so it gets harder to scoop. One of my favorite things to do is pop things in the microwave for a few seconds just to soften it up, because that super easy to scoop consistency of ice cream is my absolute favorite. Just a little bit on the melty side is my preferred way to do it.
You know, vanilla ice cream obviously is a base that's used for many of our desserts, such as sundaes floats and of course the banana splits and that. It kind of gives an advantage over the other flavors. Some of the toppings that we do put on it, though, I noticed you mentioned here that pecan is the most popular nut flavoring. What about fruit and candy?
So fruit, strawberry is the most popular, and strawberries are one of those like summer fruits too. I think they're pretty, we tend to associate strawberries with summertime too. So strawberry is by far the most popular fruit, and then candy is sprinkles actually. Of all the candies out there, sprinkles is the most popular added to it, to add to your scoop.
Okay, just kind of looking over here. Obviously, we've got to have something to put it in. A bowl or something like that. What are the most popular containers that people use for ice cream?
Oh, absolutely. The waffle cone and the sugar cones are the most popular containers, if you will. So those waffle cones can also be made into waffle bowls. That's pretty common, too. The preferred is the sugar cone or waffle cone. And then as far as kind of the novelty products are consumed, not like the scoopable ice cream, there's all kinds of ice cream types of desserts out there, but ice cream sandwiches are still the most popular of those types of ice cream.
Oh, I love those too. we'd mentioned a little bit about it, but the differences between ice cream, frozen custard, gelato, that's a new one to me, and then, of course, the frozen yogurt and sherbet, or sherbet, however you want to pronounce it.
Yes, so we talked a little bit about what makes up those, like the custard and ice cream, but gelato is an Italian-style ice cream, and it's made from milk and sugar and other flavorings, and it tends to have more sugar and less fat than other ice cream like our typical ice cream, but it does tend to melt a lot quicker, and it's kind of like a semi-frozen dessert. It's one that gets melty very quickly, but it is a softer consistency. And then sherbet is made from milk and sugar, but it's considered a frozen dairy dessert rather than ice cream because it doesn't meet that 10% milk fat requirement, but it because it tends to be lower in fat than your typical ice cream.
So, well, I'd always heard that sherbet was healthier than that. Actually, it's not, correct?
It is lower in fat, but it tends to be higher in sugar than ice cream. So I don't know if you're noticing a trend here, but when they substitute out the fat, they tend to replace it with sugar. So it doesn't mean that it's necessarily a healthier option because they're just substituting one thing out for another. It really depends on what your personal needs are. Some people need to be a little bit more mindful of the fat content of their foods, while other people need to be a little bit more mindful of the sugar content of their foods. So it's kind of different for everyone what the preferred one will be, and then you can also factor into what your preference is. But just being aware that they're not all the same. Some do have higher fat, some have higher sugar, so it's best to make the most informed decision what's going to fit your personal lifestyle better.
All right, I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and take a break here, and we'll come back and talk some more with Aaron from the St. Louis Dairy Council. It's National Ice Cream Month. You're listening to The People Speak on Rural Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Welcome back again, talking with Aaron from the St. Louis Dairy Council here on The People Speak today. It's National Ice Cream Month, and we've been talking about different things, different types of ice cream, the most popular flavors, things like that. Are there any new trends in ice cream?
Yes. So as kind of food trends develop, ice cream tends to follow suit with kind of trying to keep up with what tastes are going towards. And one of the trends that we're seeing more and more is the making ice cream with liquid nitrogen. So I don't know if you've seen this, but what they do have is a liquid ice cream base that they pour into a stand mixer and then pour in liquid nitrogen while it's being stirred with the paddle attachment, and it freezes. And then it's kind of small batch ice cream made right in front of you, and you can add in your own toppings. It's really delicious. St. Louis area has different locations for that. Rolled ice cream is also a huge trend. I actually had that this weekend. So similar, that liquid ice cream base is poured on a really cold circle that freezes it, and it's laid out very thin, and then they use a scraper and scrape and roll it into these little ice cream rolls. That's a really popular trend as well. Flavors like spicy and smoky mixed in with our sweet is becoming more popular too. So a lot of times a really well-rounded bite of food tends to have all different flavors. It's got maybe a little salty, a little smoky, or spicy, along with the sweet to kind of round everything out. And we're seeing that with ice cream as well. So things like salted caramel is a really basic example of that. But adding bacon in, or chili, or like hot flavors as well, kind of cayenne flavors, that's really popular as well.
Okay, so several different trends out there in the ice cream. The one that, you know, I noticed on here that you say started as a popular treat in Thailand and Malaysia and Cambodia and the Philippines before coming to the U.S. is something I'm not real familiar with, rolled ice cream.
Yes. So that was more a trend, like you said, in Thailand and Malaysia, and it's worked its way over here. So this really cold base, it's like not a stone, but like a metal base that is very, very cold. As you pour the liquid on, it creates a very thin layer spread across, freezes very quickly, and then you use a scraper to kind of scrape it across, and it rolls it as it goes. And there's locations everywhere for that now. I went to a place in St. Charles, across the Missouri River in St. Charles, Missouri, and had some, and it was really delicious. They had all different flavors. I think I got birthday cake because it's a really popular flavor these days, too. It's really good. It's definitely a different take on ice cream than the scoop.
And, of course, you got your seasonal flavors as well.
Yeah, so seasonal flavors are always changing, so we'll see in the fall pumpkin type flavors, and right now we're seeing things like berries, like I mentioned, strawberries, blueberries, peaches, those types of summer fruits being mixed in are also really common. So as ice cream is to be enjoyed year round, in my opinion. So as the seasons change, we'll see those flavors change to reflect what is in season.
Kind of go back to the beginning, what is the origin of the ice cream cone, actually?
So, there was somebody in New York, his name was Italo Marchionne, and he invented the first ice cream cone in 1896, so well over 100 years ago. But often, Ernest Hamwi was credited with the invention of the cone, which was specifically the waffle cone, at the 1904 World's Fair in the St. Louis area. So what happened was Ernest Hamwi was selling like a waffle pastry, and he was next to an ice cream stand, and the ice cream stand ran out of cups or bowls for their ice cream, so he turned his waffle pastry into a cone shape to help them out and hold the ice cream. So while he may not have been the original inventor of the ice cream cone, we can definitely credit him with creating the waffle cone, which, as we've learned, is one of the more favorite modes of carrying ice cream.
Exactly. Exactly. Where, obviously, can listeners go if they'd like more information on ice cream or anything dairy-related?
So you can go to our website, which is stldairycouncil.org. We've got some really fun recipes for Ice Cream Month to get kind of outside the box with ice cream, which is fun to do, especially in July. We also have a Facebook and Instagram page. The handles for those are STL Dairy Council. So those are how you can reach us.
All right, Erin, thanks for being with us. And I guess we'll talk to you again next month and see what's up then.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you very much. Enjoy some ice cream.
Will do, you do. That's Erin from the St. Louis Dairy Council. I'm Jeff at The People Speak. That'll wrap things up today. We will talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day.